All right, recording.
We're like halfway through the season. Oh, yeah. We were just beginning the season.
Yeah.
Right.
We were only like talking about the beginning because it was my rant on Universal Studios, or actually specifically Super Nintendo World, and just discussing episode 1 through 4 of X-Men 97.
Yeah.
And then we took a bit of, scheduling conflicts. Then I got my buddy Jeff on for, we got to talk about, what's it called? I think episode 7. I think of Bright Eyes.
Oh, just one episode?
Yeah, right before the finale. I mean, I was anticipating to record with him again, but then I was giving, you and Marky a shot to get back in, but
yeah,
whatever, scheduling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're all caught up with X-Men?
Yeah.
You're at the penultimate 9th episode?
I am. Caught up, watched 8, watched 9, watched it multiple times. I'm actually letting episode 8 run right now, just to recap my mind on it. And then, yeah, ready for the finale. How are you? Are you all caught up?
Yeah, but I haven't watched it multiple times. When it came out on Wednesday. I watched it on Wednesday, and then I watched it with my wife, so we wrapped up around like 11:40, but it was already too late to record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's fine, because I was already kind of tired.
Yeah.
Because she wants me to wait for her to watch it now, so I can't watch it at my leisure. She really got into it.
You can watch it multiple times. Come on. It's fine to watch.
Well, I mean, like the first time she wants to watch it.
Just say you waited. Wait. That's fine.
Or pretend.
Yeah. Dude, come on.
See on Disney Plus, like watch it again.
Create a second account, second profile. Create a second profile, delete it afterwards. Boom. Problem solved.
A lot of work.
Or just create another profile. Say, hey, you got your brother, whoever, cousin, etc.
Yeah.
Just say it's somebody.
Oh, I think they all use ours.
Yeah. Just, dude, come on. Yeah.
I've actually gone back and watched almost all of season 5 of X-Men.
Oh, wow.
Because it's TV Y7, so I can watch it with my kid. The new X-Men, it's not kid appropriate.
You think this...
It kind of started that way.
X-Men 97? Yeah. You think it's a little bit more graphic, violent, or what would you say? Appropriate.
Last episode, it's Wolverine, didn't he stabbed Magneto?
Yeah. Actually, is that one of the first times you actually see like someone stabbed and see blood coming out? Because there was blood on his claws, right?
Like normally stabs robots.
Yeah, I've never seen him stab
machines.
Or like it's always out of view, right? Or if it's not on screen.
He's threatened with his claws, but I don't think he's ever stabbed anyone in the cartoon.
So yeah.
At least the original cartoon. But the original X-Men is like X-Men, it's like TV Y7, and it's more palatable for younger kids, and it's not that bad. I remember when we started talking about X-Men, I was like, oh, this show did not age well at all. And I kind of take some of that back. It's still aged a little bad, but it's not... I was impressed with how not bad it was.
That's impressive.
It's like, I can sit through this.
Yeah, for something that old. Like, 20 years old or nearly 20 years old?
Yeah, or just like any kid's cartoon. Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot, my bad. I might have my ringtones on.
This is rated TV 14. So yeah, it's
this
not...
This is TV 14.
Yeah, X-Men 97 is TV 14, which, yeah, based on what we've seen in the past two episodes. Yeah.
I wanted to pose the question, but I wanted to wait till the series was done, or the season was done.
Mm-hmm.
I read a headline that said X-Men 97 is the best adaptation of X-Men. I was wondering if you want... Well, I didn't want to bring that up till we got to the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean,
I have no other...
I've seen that posted around. Like, everyone's hailing this as, like, the holy grail of X-Men so far.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Like, the best...
iteration, live action or not otherwise, right? Well, especially live action. I guess because
Go ahead.
No, because I'm just saying, because of kind of how truthful they keep to the source material in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's a big factor in there, at least with comic fans, I'm assuming.
Oh, I mean, I don't even know. I mean, I don't really keep up with X-Men past like the early 90s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm just saying in general. I mean, for now, because of what, I don't know, internet buzz or whatever.
So you agree or you don't agree?
As it stands now, I think I would agree. I've been enjoying this X-Men 97 a whole lot. That's why I'm like really into it and watching it. And like, yeah, you've been discussing it now. So I think I'm in agreement until at least we get whatever new iteration of X-Men in the future.
Well, there's going to be a second season. I think they got two done.
Yeah. Let's see. I think season one and two are completed. Season three is in development or in writing. And then they even, at least the current rumors are that, yeah, they could extend this up to like season five, six, whatever, however long it can go. Just because of the, I guess, fans' reaction or the...
Hopefully it's not going to be a drop in quality.
Yeah, hopefully not.
They fired the head writer or whoever.
Yeah.
Right, before the season started.
Yeah. So we have a good solid 1 to 2 years at least, or two seasons, until we see if there's a drop in quality or not, starting with season three.
Yeah.
It all depends on that.
Oh, yeah. I kind of agree. I think Logan, the movie, was the best thing I've seen coming out of X-Men.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's in a different way, yes. But then that's like Wolverine solo. That would be
Wolverine solo.
Yeah, Logan.
Well, Professor X is in it.
Yeah. But you wouldn't consider like a whole X-Men movie, you know what I mean? Or an X-Men, it's not an X-Men movie, animated or live action. It's just
I guess an X-Men.
But anyways,
actually, I'm never really a big fan of the live action movies.
Well, you're not?
No. I mean, I'm nostalgic for the first one because I watched it a lot. We had an illegal cable box, so it would play like all the time. I'd leave it on in the background. But the first one isn't that good.
Talk about the first X-Men movie?
The first live action X-Men movie. I think it was a novelty because you get to see X-Men on screen. And I said I'm very nostalgic for it. I'll still watch it. It's on. It's probably one of my favorites.
Sure.
But I know deep down, I don't think it's that good of a movie.
I think I see what you mean.
Sabretooth has like hair glued on his face. Like it looks, it looks cheap.
Looks aside. I mean, it's still somewhat an overall complete story and a great way to bring these characters to life. At least it might,
Let me rephrase it. It's not a bad movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it kind of alluded to.
It's not a great movie.
Okay.
It's just a solid first effort.
Yeah. All right, we'll take that. We can accept that. It's fine.
Yeah.
Especially with all the, they haven't had really that many successes. I think except for Blade, maybe. I mean, that's the only thing that was really successful out of them.
Oh, you mean leading up to X-Men?
Yes, correct. Like, whatever was before X-Men movie came out.
Yeah.
It's nothing that's the whole reason why they didn't have anything that's really coming out and just how bad everything was or not that good.
Yeah, like a superhero movie was kind of like you expect like a cheap, campy kind of adaptation. I guess we could appreciate that they gave it a shot. Like they try to let's take this property serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll give it that.
Yeah,
like I said, I'm very nostalgic for it. I'm nostalgic for like the second Indiana Jones movie, and I know that's got to be one of the worst.
I don't remember.
Talking about the Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom. Hey, that was great. Yeah. Because that's when you have what's his name? Ki-Hu Kwan.
Short Round?
Yeah, Short Round. Is that?
Yeah. He's kind of obnoxious, but that you watch it now, show it to someone who hasn't watched Indiana Jones yet, and they'll probably say that's got to be one of the bad ones. But it's the one I'm most nostalgic for. So
no, I still remember. Also, Crystal Skull wasn't that great. It wasn't good.
I agree. I think that's down there with Temple of Doom, though. I think there's only two good ones. I haven't seen the new one.
Oh, no. New one I would skip. We went to the theaters watching.
You saw it?
Yeah. We expected to see, like, oh, man, it's great seeing Indiana Jones again. No. I mean, I don't want to bash on it, but yeah.
he's too old.
Yeah. I mean, he still has a few scenes, and they do some movie magic and make him look young, or I don't want to really ruin it, but yeah, it's so just jumbled up. It's almost like a mess.
That bad, huh?
Yeah. I think
that's the director of Logan.
I think it did poorly in the theaters, too. Right.
Yeah, it fell below expectations. I think that's... I don't know if we're going to see Indiana Jones for a while.
No, that's... And the way they ended it, that's kind of the end of it. And if they make another one, I don't know. Okay. They're just... That's just stupidity in the studio part. I mean, I thought Disney
was... They'd have to play like a TV series or something.
Yeah. Or just something completely different, like... I'm sorry, they gotta let Harrison Ford go and the whole Indiana Jones, this storyline, it's just done. Like, move on from it. If they want to decide
them recasting.
Yeah, they could do a remake maybe, like in another 10, 20 years or so. They could do that. But yeah, this iteration of Indiana Jones, it's done.
There was a TV show called Young Indiana Jones, like in the 90s. Maybe they should reboot that.
Yeah, I mean, who's the actor for that? I think I remember that show. It's a famous actor, isn't it?
I don't remember. I remember the intro. I never watched an episode.
Yeah, I think I've actually watched it. Young Indiana Jones.
I think it was pretty popular. It didn't last long, but it has a following.
Young Indiana Jones. Sean Patrick.
You're looking enough.
Yeah. Or maybe not. I do remember it. That's all I remember. No, I don't remember this guy. I'm sure he's in other stuff, but I don't recognize him. He's not famous right now. So.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, we're 15 minutes in. I haven't even done introductions, but I'll just probably squeeze it in there. So, everyone, we're back. This is the Work Time Fun Podcast. We're here with another episode, and I am joined by my great friend here.
Raymond.
All right, Raymond. Thanks for joining.
That's me. That's it.
Raymond, that's it. All right. Yeah. I mean, we've been chatting up now just a little bit. I don't know if I'll just cut and put this in the beginning or just slide it in as we were just chatting. But anyways, I wanted to make sure we got that intro in at the very least. So.
Yeah.
All right. So on today's episode, we are catching up. I mean, you and I, we haven't actually recorded together in like a month now, I think.
It'd be almost a month.
Yeah, because the last episode was, like I mentioned earlier, it was my rant on Super Nintendo World at Universal Studios, and then covering X-Men 1 through 4. And then now we're already up to episode 9, second finale.
Yeah,
season finale, I mean.
And you were too high on the show, right? If I remember correctly.
Me? I was.
Yeah, you were kind of mid.
Yeah. I mean, that is true. I think it's because I was on a high from like the first episode, I think, or the second. I forgot. And it just kind of went somber because I think I mentioned before, I'm not too devoted to the comics. So I don't know every story beat, every comic story is out there about the X-Men. I just kind of generally know about them. Yeah. And especially only from like what happened from the X-Men animated series back in the 90s and, you know, to now. It are here story beats or whatever I've seen from the movies. You know, that's my frame of reference here.
I think the show really took a leap with episode 5. We recorded before episode 5.
Yeah, because we only did 1 through 4.
The attack on Genosha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then.
And now I kind of see, because episode 4 was very, is that video game episode? It was very lighthearted and it was very light, right?
Yeah.
And I can see why they positioned it like that, because episode 5 kind of took a very sharp turn.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of stayed at that level, too. Like, it hasn't let off the pedal since episode 5.
Yeah, you're right. I think so. I mean, I was kind of just rolling off of 3 and 4 and just like, you know. And like you said,
yeah,
they kind of just, all right, let's just roll. And then we're just going to like ram you in with this with this harsh reality of what this episode, what this series is really going to be. And like, holy crap. Okay, they really did dive in. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed
it. Actually, that's interesting. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, I read an interview with the guy who got fired. Was he the producer or lead writer or one of whatever his role was?
Bo DeMaio?
Yeah, and he said when they pitched the series, they pitched episode 5.
Huh, really?
Like this is the episode that we're going to build to this like moment. Hmm. And he said he was inspired by the shooting at the gay nightclub in Florida.
Oh, okay.
He said that shooting inspired him to or him and his writers to create that Genosha scene.
Genosha massacre. Jeez.
Yeah. Pulse nightclub, that's what it's called.
Okay.
That's pretty intense.
Well, seeing as his background, I mean, I know he's of the LGBTQ community, so I'm sure.
I assume.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of his posts is like that, on Twitter at least. So he's very vocal. Oh, okay. Let's just say he's very vocal about it. So
he's still talking about the show. He's like, you don't work for us anymore.
Yeah. I think maybe he's hoping that they'll pull a James Gunn on him and bring him back or something.
Or Warner Brothers will hire him to do a...
Yeah, James Gunn will take him on for their animated division.
A Teen Titans movie.
Actually make a good one that everyone will like. It's potential. I mean, the reception... Yeah, the reception to X-Men 97 has been, like, fantastic, right? At least that's what I hear online. And so it's hard to not see the fact that, okay, man, he created something great, or he was in charge of something great. He could do more.
Yeah.
So whether that becomes him getting rehired by Marvel or, you know, WB takes, or DC, I mean, takes a gander.
Well, he must have been toxic or something. Like, why would you fire a guy who, did they not watch the episodes that he created? Like, he created something pretty, pretty great.
Yeah. I think everyone was excited to see this. They saw how great it was going to be, except, you know, whatever he did 1 week prior to the premiere, whatever it was, it was pretty bad. But knowing Marvel,
took a dump.
Yeah, knowing Marvel, it probably wasn't that bad, but just probably something that doesn't look good. And so they're just...
He probably parked in Kevin Feige's parking spot.
Oh, man. Something like that. Because, he even deleted, like, all his social media for a time. Like, he wiped it. And then he jumped back onto Twitter or whatever. At least that's where I see his posts.
Well, I mean, there could be something bad, so I don't know.
I'm assuming that's why. Because, man, sometimes he'll post some stuff. It's just, like, him shirtless. And I'm like, I'm not here to see that.
So I don't know what this guy looks like or what he talks like. But I just read an interview.
Yeah,
I didn't know he was like super active on social media.
Oh yeah, he is. At least Twitter, because I do follow him just to see whatever he's talking about for X-Men 97, like his insights, and he'll always post like, "Oh man, okay, you got to focus on this comic book for next week's episode. Read up on this." So the general thing is like he gives the fans like, "Oh, here's homework for next week's episode."
Oh, I mean that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
So.
Especially for someone who doesn't work there anymore. But I mean, his name is all over the show, so there's no denying it. It's just, I guess, the pride of him having worked on it and showing that, hey, this is his baby, you know, pretty much.
Yeah, give him the Teen Titans. Let's see what he can do with that. That's a popular cartoon.
Well, I don't know. I want to see what happened and then see if, like, okay, maybe it wasn't that bad what he did. Or if it was, then it's like, oh man, okay, never mind. I have to wait and see.
It's the parking spot.
I know, because nothing's been released. ever since it happened, everyone was like, oh man, what is it? What is it? And then nothing.
Yeah, what did he do?
Nothing I've seen has come out about it. Yeah. Now, if he wanted a raise, he could definitely like prove it now. I mean, if he was still there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's beyond it. That's beyond this, the point.
Yeah. Great show. End of episode.
Yeah. Tolerance is extinction.
We'll see you.
Part one, part two, and then.
I guess the last one is part three. I haven't followed the titles. Is it a part three?
Yes. It's a three-parter. So from episode eight on, it's called Tolerance is Extinction. You know, part one, part two, part three for 8, 9, 10. And then it's just all interconnected, obviously. Oh, man. So many things going on with this.
You don't know how it's going to end. And it's like.
Well, I mean.
Even that title, like Tolerance is Extinction, that's a very Magneto title.
Yeah. Actually, who said? Someone said that line in the. Was it Beast? I think it was Beast. When he was talking to that reporter girl. I think it was a Bright Eyes.
Oh, episode. Really? That's a line that he said?
Something, I forgot what it was. It was during
Something a villain would say.
Yeah. Not explicitly Tolerance is Extinction, but the lines is like, he got upset over what the reporter chick told him. And
No, I can't remember what you're talking about.
Yeah. Sorry for, you know, for us being like this, for humans to be able to tolerate us. Yeah. You know, that kind of line. So, like, not the exact words, but something similar.
So now I'm also hearing that there's a Bastion cameo in every episode.
Oh, yeah.
I've been seeing pictures. That's kind of neat.
Yeah, how they like kind of shoo in or put those little, I don't know, how do you call that? It's not really foreshadowing, but it's just like, oh, here's a little like puzzle piece or hidden thing.
Kind of. When did we learn of Bastion? Like episode 6 or 7?
When you learn about him explicitly? Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, like when did Leon Hughes the bad guy? Like 6 or like end of episode 6, maybe?
Yeah, I think it was.
I know there's an episode where they. Yeah. There's an episode where they get a whole Professor X episode where he's with his wife or whatever.
Yeah. That would have been episode 6, Life Death Part 2. The second part of Rogue. I'm not Rogue, Storm getting her powers back.
Storm story.
Yeah. And then mixed in with Professor X.
Yeah, I think they're doing a really good job, like balancing like 9 or 10 characters in the show.
Being able to like give each person like a little bit of screen time.
So they have some room. Yeah. I would say there's not that much Wolverine.
Yeah.
Maybe the last episode, maybe. And not much Morph.
Mm-hmm.
They're just there for the action scenes, I guess. But for the most part, they've done a pretty good job of balancing this cast.
I think they realize that Wolverine, Logan, has been so much a part of X-Men, you know, like the face of X-Men, you know, you can kind of say, outside of X-Men 97, you know, from the live action movies to all the Wolverine movies to even cartoon. Like, I think the previous cartoons was like Wolverine and the X-Men, right? He was such a.
They made like Wolverine and X-Men, yeah.
Yeah, that was a cartoon. Like, legit, it was Wolverine and the X-Men. Like, what the. You know, he's an X-Men. Why is it Wolverine? Well, whatever. He was so focused on as the X-Men character that they knew to be able to step back and let all the other characters shine, all the other members of the team, at least. Like, I think even from the beginning when I was praising, wow, you know, they're finally giving Cyclops, like, some good shit, you know? Like, man, finally, just seeing how.
Being an actual leader.
Yeah. Like, holy crap. Yeah. Except, you know, towards this whole ending part, I don't know. It's kind of getting dark. I mean, I already saw that it was getting dark beforehand. I think, I don't know if I mentioned it to you before, but I see, like, a darkness that's looming over all of the X-Men here. Shoot, even Professor X, it's about to go bonkers. I don't know. It's about to go crazy in the last one.
I hope they end the season like not on a cliffhanger. I hope they wrap up most of the loose ends. I hope it doesn't. We're going to have to wait like a year until the next season probably.
Oh, man. Even though they have it done, probably. They're not going to release it early. So it'll be next year again. Just to be able to space it out or stay ahead.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, I mean, with part three coming up, I don't know if there's more that you want to discuss in part one, part two, before we head into part three, theories.
Oh, theories. Well, yeah. It looks like they're ripping the metal out of Wolverine.
Yeah. But I mean, before that, I don't know if you want to discuss more about part one and part two.
So I watched part two on Wednesday. That's like three or four days ago. Mm-hmm. I just remember the good stuff.
Okay, I could go with part two then. So part one, I mean, I'll just say some of my favorite parts.
It's a refresher.
Yeah. Part one, definitely the Wolverine, what they call the Wolverine tornado or Wolverine hurricane. I forgot. There's an animator on Twitter. He was discussing like, oh man, I was so grateful to be able to animate this shot or whatever, this series. And it was like Wolverine falling from the sky and just slicing all those Prime Sentinels on his way down back to the mansion.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's praised, oh man, awesome fight sequence between, Wolverine and Nightcrawler against those Prime Sentinels. And then just...
Were they protecting Rogue?
Yeah, right? While they were protecting Rogue, I thought, yeah, that was an awesome scene.
Yeah.
And then when Wolverine stabbed that one Prime Sentinel and Nightcrawler grabbed him and shot him, was teleporting them. And then you see like how weird it all gets while you're teleporting through his portal.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was kind of a cool
visual. I don't know if that's ever been shown before, but that's the first time I've seen it like in any media. So I thought that was really awesome. I mean, there's a lot of awesome moments, but that's one of them. One of the big ones.
Nightcrawler's so cool.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He's a cool guy. He's a cool character. It's like, oh, he's so friendly.
Actually, I'll give praise to the live action one. Do you remember the live action one? What was it? First Class? Not the First Class one, but I mean the...
Nightcrawler?
Yeah, when they first had Nightcrawler and he did that.
X2.
Okay. Was that the... when he got into the White House to the attempt assassination. That scene was pretty badass in my opinion. That hallway scene.
From what I remember. I wonder if it looks good now. That was like 20 years ago.
Yeah, I'll probably look back and see it, but it still holds up in my memory as like pretty awesome episode. Or I mean awesome sequence. Kind of same thing with like I see more of Quicksilver. When Quicksilver like gets up to the X-Mansion and has to save everyone from the exploding X-Mansion.
Oh, that's from, what is that, X-Men Apocalypse?
Yeah, whichever, one of the other ones. That's another, like,
memorable moment. That's a bummer moments. Of a movie.
Yeah. Aside from that being, like, a really crappy movie, but good sequence there.
I thought the first time was cool, because it was, like, in the kitchen or something. It was the Days of Future Past.
For which part?
The Quicksilver scene. They did it once before. Remember? They were breaking...
they're breaking Magneto out. Breaking Magneto out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was cool.
In, like, the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then they did it again in the sequel.
Mm-hmm. But I think the second part one is better. At least for me, it takes the cake.
But I think it kind of felt tone deaf because it's like a serious scene, but they play like Sweet Dreams.
Yeah. I thought it was fun.
Like someone died in that scene.
Yeah, but you see it off camera. You don't see it happen. Wasn't it Cyclops' brother who died? Havoc? Alex Summers?
Havoc is in that movie, huh?
Yeah, I think Scott's brother died. I think that's the one who died.
Oh, that's I gotta watch those movies. Those are... So weird movies.
Yeah, whatever. We're gonna get the new one by the time we get back to those. So
there's one more there's one more that came after that, right?
Which one? Oh. Which one was that one?
I think it's Dark Phoenix.
Was Dark Phoenix after? Oh crap! The one with
I think it was the last one.
Okay.
Before Disney took over.
Yeah.
Is it Dark Phoenix? It's X-Men.
I think that one. I don't want to tap my
keyboard because you're gonna hear it.
I'll have to look it up.
You can see the makeup on Jennifer Lawrence is like way worse because she's.
Yeah, at that point she does not give a AF. She does not give AF right at that time. She was like,
"I am Jennifer Lawrence. Who are these guys?
Yeah, who are you?
Bigger than the franchise."
Let's see, X2.
Anyway, yeah.
But anyways, we're getting beyond the point. All right, Tonsha's Extinction Part 2. Okay. Good scenes out of there. Any favorites?
What stands out to me is Wolverine stabbing Magneto, and it looks like he's going to get his metal ripped out of him.
Man. Yeah. No, I mean,
Cable kind of turn on the X-Men. Right?
Yeah. Well, he didn't turn. He gave him a choice. He brought down his giant, asteroid in front, parked it in front of the X-Mansion, And he's all like, hey, my old X-Men homies, come with me if you want to live, basically. Otherwise, die with the rest of these filthy humans, right? Because he already threw
it. Was he one like firing at Jean Grey?
He did not.
Oh, that.
I mean, at which point? The first time when he dropped down to talk to them?
Towards the end of the episode.
Because Jean Grey was on Earth, or like on fighting Bastion. She was on Gold Team with Storm and the other. Other half of the X-Men, they're trying to stop Bastion. And then so at the end, when she got hit, she was fighting Cable, who was under Sinister's mind control.
Oh, under mind control. That's lame.
So it was Cable. But then it was like the first time you see Cable use his telekinetic powers, which was like, holy crap, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, whoa. Okay, I've never seen that much power come out of him.
One other cool thing is they all changed into their 80s costumes.
Yeah, that came unexpected.
Like, oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah. I don't know what the point of that was, but I guess. Maybe because Scott had to give
his... You really see Wolverine Brown.
Yeah. Scott needed to give his outfit to Cable, so they all had to change. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. He gave his suit to Cable, or retrofitted
suit. Everyone else is like, okay, I guess we'll all wear old costumes.
Yeah. Oh, they also noticed that Storm changed her costume, so I guess we're all changing costumes.
She's now in their old school costume too. That was cool too.
And that was before she met up with them.
That's right. And her hair kind of grew back. Yeah. The faux hawk. There's a little nod to the original X-Men movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
A little throwaway line from Cyclops.
Yeah, they had that in all the commercials. Black leather. Yeah. That was when Cable's all they did? Okay. I was like, what is this? Am I going to go to, like, what? Am I going to war? Go to a circus? Like, what else do you expect? Black leather?
Yeah, that's a cool. That's cool. That's fun.
Yeah, call back to
a little nod. Yeah.
The X-Men, man. Yeah, I saw that. There's lots of clips online about making those two cuts together. You know all the background story to that?
Which one? The original X-Men movie?
So, what's his name? Brian Singer? Yeah, the director, Brian Singer. Huh? He was like against everyone in the movie from like reading comics or pertaining to the comics. And like he was trying to make it super serious of a movie. Like he was trying to, despite you saying that's kind of goofy, he was trying to make it serious. So he didn't want comic accurate costumes. He didn't want that kind of stuff being in there. And he wanted to just, you know, make it this serious tone comic movie. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
and that's I think at the time that was the right decision.
Yeah, I think
because I don't think people would take comics seriously at the time, like or comic book or superhero movies serious at the time.
Yeah, I think
he made the right choice then.
Yeah, for the time, I would agree, because if you see those characters in like these comically looking outfits, everyone's like, oh man, what is this? Just you know. Cosplay, Comic-Con cosplay in a movie. Yeah, it's very comical.
And, you know, you're trying to appeal to, like, a general audience. I don't know if they thought, like, the comic book hardcore audience would have been enough to make the movie a success.
I think at the time, you know, so, there wasn't that many people converted. At the time. Like, if you think about that time, there wasn't a lot of, like, seriously... or serious comic book movies, or you know, superhero movies even, that were in a serious tone, or even were taken seriously. Everything was just like kind of like you said before, campy. Especially when you're coming off of like the, I think at the time it was the George Clooney Batman, you know, with the nipples and the bat suit. Like, come on, you know, stuff like that. Or even if you did comic accurate, like you're thinking of Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze in that weird suit thing, you know, just outrageous. And
I love that movie, by the way, but yeah, I agree. It's campy.
Yeah,
I think it's the best one.
Even compared to the
90s Batman
Dark Knight trilogy.
No. the 90s Batmans.
Gotcha. Yeah, of all those different Batman iterations.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But... no, yeah, That's right. When I think of X-Men, I mean, also X-Men in 2000, mm-hmm. Marvel was at a low point. No one was following X-Men. I mean, unless you're hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the X-Men hype already had died down. And all when I think of X-Men in that time period, I think of like the Capcom fighting games.
Oh, yeah. That
had like, that's the only comments. Yeah, that's like the only mainstream X-Men. I mean, that's even mainstream. Like,
yeah, I think...
the only X-Men adaptation I could think of. Huh?
Yeah, when I was in college, that was a... My buddy Jeff, right? So, like, during one of our breaks or whatever, in between classes, that's one of the games. I try to play it, but I suck at it, and I just watch him and others play. We'd go down to the bowling alley area that we had, and where the arcades were set up, and everyone would just be playing you know, Capcom vs. X-Men or whatever iteration in the arcades. So definitely agree.
Oh with yeah, this about Marvel vs. Capcom. That's a huge. That still has a huge following.
Mm-hmm. And dropped to what, 4? I don't know. Whatever.
No, they stopped at, I think they stopped at 3, but the second one is the one that I think is still being played today in tournaments.
I see. That's cool.
But yeah, I mean, that's when I think of comics in the late 2000s, or X-Men in the late 2000s, or early 2000s. I think of the fighting games in Capcom. I don't think they were in anything else.
It's funny that you bring that point up, because I think a lot of the action sequences for these X-Men characters are heavily influenced by the video games. Like, the big ones I heavily notice is, like, when Rogue, when she went all crazy and attacked that one base where it was supposed to hold the Hulk with, I don't know if it was what rank Commander Ross was, but when she, you know, busted
through that base. The Captain America cameo?
Yeah. Was it the Captain? Yeah, that one. And then when she does that flying kick to break that tank, you know, that's a move right out of the... right out of the game.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I saw frame by frame. Like, not frame by frame, but like, yeah. She does, like, jumps up the air, somersaults, and then does her, like, kick going down, destroying the tank. That's a move straight out of the video game. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's really cool that they're referencing. I think that attributes to the success of this show, that they're able to take all these different references of the X-Men, of themselves, from different sources.
Heading to our nostalgia.
Yeah. That I think that heavily aids in the success of the show.
It's clearly a show made for us.
True.
Because it's TV. This last episode is TV 14. It's not a show like made for kids, like a continuation from the animated series from the 90s.
Yeah. It's like they literally just continued on from the 90s show. Realized that everyone has grown up and are adults now and said, hey, you know, we can make this a little bit more graphic or more mature because everyone that's going to watch this is older now.
Wolverine can actually stab a human instead of an exploding machine.
He could slice people in half, or he could stab Magneto and get his adamantium ripped out of him. So.
They impaled Gambit?
Oh, shoot, yeah. The Sentinel, the whatever, that huge one. Yeah.
And even... because they can make this more, TV-14, like they can have, like, when Magneto, you know, quote unquote died, like, that was such a sad scene because he's protecting people, the Morlocks.
Oh, yeah.
Remember he had the little, like, green alien Morlock guy from the cartoon?
Yeah.
And he spoke to him in German. Oh, man, that's great. You couldn't do that in the, this is a TVY7 cartoon. Like, you can have more dramatic impact.
Oh, you know what sucks? You find, like, at the end when it was Bastion, you're like kind of trimming his stubble off Magneto. I was like, oh, he survived. Yeah. So you kind of assume maybe the other Morlocks survived with him. But no, you find out that when Magneto came back to the X-Mansion that, holy crap, they died. So this got dark.
Go ahead. Do you think Gambit's dead?
He is dead. But I'm led to, I mean, everything I see online, like, they're bringing him back.
There's no way they could kill him.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's different ways. I think a lot of people are wrong online. They're saying, oh, they're going to bring, make him like a, what's it called? One of the Horsemen of Apocalypse. But, like, there's no time for that. I don't know how they're going to squeeze in Apocalypse into the very end of this. Like, what the hell? He just comes out
and... He'd be like he'd be the cliffhanger for the next season.
Yeah, I mean, that could work out, but... that wouldn't be reason enough of how you bring back Gambit in that way. I'm leaning more towards. So here's a clue that Bo DeMeo hinted at for this next coming on. I mean,
this guy.
Yeah.
This Bo.
Yeah. He put a picture of Star Trek, the ship, the Star Trek ship. And then he referenced like a Star Trek episode. And everyone's online. It's like, oh, crap. I remember that episode. And it was like an episode in Star Trek Next Generation that was all about like time loops and going back in time and doing stuff over and over again. So we're led to believe that something. That's what's going to happen probably at the end of the next episode. And that leads into like, okay, maybe they do things differently and characters stay alive or turn of events, you know, change or some chain of events leads to a different outcome.
Yeah, I kind of don't want them to. Time loop is always like it's a very common comic-y way to bring, you know, dead characters back.
It is a comic book show, so.
Keep them dead.
The other theory is that there's another theory. This is a wild one that I thought was pretty cool. But a lot of people are thinking, oh, man, this X-Men 97 is actually what's going to lead to Hugh Jackman's Wolverine in Deadpool and Wolverine. Like, the events here is something happens and leads to everyone dying and leaving, you know, Logan by himself. And he's the version that shows up on Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh, that's a...
I don't know. That,
a lot of writing.
Could that's be a far, yeah, that could be a far stretch. Yeah, but that could be just pulling on tiny
shit. They're going to call season two X-Men 98.
X-Men 97 part two. Or plus one.
Dash two.
X-Men 97 plus one.
Oh, so I already asked the questions before we did the official intro, but this is the best X-Men adaptation so far.
Oh. Big words there.
Or should you save that for end of season?
I mean, we could say it now. I mean, I'll give. I'm leaning towards it. I think that we should pose that question after the finale, and then just to really let that all sink in and give our thoughts. But yeah, I mean,
the finale would have to be like terrible.
If the finale is
terrible, like woke up from a dream.
Oh God, no.
Well, it was all a dream. And they're all playing basketball, like from episode one.
Oh, that's probably the time loop thing. Oh, jeez. If it goes that far back. Potentially.
We should write the episodes.
But anyways, yeah. I mean, it's coming up. We've got the theories, part three, whatever. And yeah, just excited to see what's going on. Yeah, with that ending, I mean, I know we're kind of working backwards here, but is there any other shows or things that you're keeping up with as well? With X-Men 97?
Well, I did watch Rebel Moon Part 2.
Oh, man.
It looks like Marky did not watch it. I thought we were both hyped for it.
Yeah, I thought he was
good. Did you watch it?
I watched it. I wasn't day one, but I watched it, like, I think the weekend of.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a waste of time for me. I think I expressed...
Better than the first? Better than part one?
No, I thought it was worse than part one, honestly. My opinion.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. You can disagree there. Hmm. I mean, it's still terrible, but...
You thought it was an improvement from part one?
I think because there were some decent action scenes. That's it.
Copy that. I guess for me, it's like, okay... it doesn't do anything to really elevate the story of what's going on. It doesn't do anything to elevate the threats or anything really. It is so just, oh, hey, you know, this is a Samurai 7 ripoff. You know, we're going to help these villagers. And yeah, you're going to be good. Like, people that I expected to die died. People that expected to live lived, whatever. Honestly,
are you saying you didn't enjoy, like, you're telling me you didn't enjoy, like, the 30 minutes of them harvesting wheat?
Oh, yeah, let's all get together and do this. We'll get it done by the time they get here.
That is some nice-looking wheat. Like, that's some cinematography.
Oh, yeah, it's all CGI wheat. I don't know. No, man.
Oh, I think there's an interview where they actually pulled, like, real wheat.
Yeah. Oh man, they should do a documentary. I don't want to
follow up on that interview, but
yeah, I don't even want to think about it anymore. So. I don't know. And supposedly there's supposed to be another cut of it, right? You hear that?
Yeah, an R-rated violent cut.
Yeah.
I'm like, hopefully in black and white.
Yeah. 4 hours long. Can't wait.
Yeah, I think this summer, I think we're going to get the epic Rebel. Is it both movies smashed together? Like one big epic?
Oh, God.
Rebel Moon 1-2? Isn't it weird? Like all that world building in part one, and then the whole movie just takes place in the little village. It's like, what's the whole point of all that world building you guys did?
It's just to know that it's out there. That's all. Just know that there's a world out there
for future movies, right? They gotta find the princess or whatever.
Oh yeah, that's right.
God, they play the violins. A weird scene.
Oh, is this art? Assassination scene. Am I watching scene? Art?
Yeah, with like there's like an orchestra behind them.
Yeah,
I think it looks cool, but it makes no sense. That's a very Zack Snyder way of describing. That's a way of describing Zack Snyder.
Yeah,
looks cool, has no meaning.
Like I think I said over text, I don't know. I don't know who's in the right mind, like thinking they could keep giving him all these projects, like just willy nilly. Just oh man. I think
there will be a part three where they look for the princess.
If there is, I'll be surprised they continue it. I mean, no, actually I won't be. Because for whatever reason, there's still a whole lot of Snyder fans out there that are just like praising the crap out of this.
Ooh.
At least online.
And they are so anti-James Gunn. I'm loving it. Because, you know, James Gunn released a picture of Superman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. His newly...
He's like getting dressed or something.
Putting his boot on or taking off one other way.
Yeah. And they are just piling on. I love how toxic the Snyder fan base is.
I like the one where...
I do want to point out one... go ahead.
Oh, no, just carry on that picture you mentioned. I like the Photoshop. They changed the background to be... he's inside of a Payless shoe store or something.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah.
I saw one where he's like on a bed with a woman, and the woman's like, it's okay. Everyone has their moments or something.
Oh, man, that's even better. But anyways, as I interrupted.
No, just one great scene, if you remember. In preparation for the bad guys approaching, they put like their wheat all over the village to prevent them from
from firing.
Blowing it up.
Yeah, on the building.
Firing, but then later on, he's like, go fire on the village.
Yes.
Okay. Like, well, what about the wheat? It's like, who cares? It's like, well, who cares in the beginning then? Like, you had no intention.
I think he hinted at that in the beginning anyways. He didn't care about the wheat. He just wanted to go there to find, what's her name?
Yeah.
That girl. That warrior girl, whatever.
Yeah, the Star Giver. That's a great, awful nickname.
When did that ever even get established? Scar Giver, since when?
Halfway through the movie.
I don't know. I mean, it's the Scar Giver, but when have you ever been told about it, even like in the same part two? Like, anyways.
And he looks kind of silly. He looks like Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber. Like that hair.
Yeah,
he's a good actor. Bold. I know. I'm not trying to knock his acting, but he is a terrible character.
I like him as a bad guy in the first Deadpool, right? That's the same guy.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, or like other
movies.
Things.
Like winking at the camera.
I think he was in. I liked him in. He played a transporter. I don't know if it was a remake movie or a TV show, but he played the transporter guy, the one that was usually Jason Statham.
Wait, like a sequel or one?
It was like a one-off. I don't know if it was like a TV movie or something. I forgot, but he played the transporter, or he was in the transporter.
Okay,
one of those versions.
I haven't seen one Jason Statham transporter movie.
What? Oh man, that's
They look like fun movies.
Yeah, that's some fun movies. fun time. That's cinema right there. In an Audi or whatever.
Well, there's one where he's like a beekeeper. It's a recent one.
I heard that's good, actually.
Is it Netflix or is that something?
No, I think it's, I don't know if it's Max or one of the other ones, not Netflix. Oh, yeah. I forget who posted it. Someone was like bashing on, it might have been, what's his name? The guy who played Cyborg. He kept talking about, look at Beekeeper. Ray something. Yeah, yeah. He's all like, look at Beekeeper. It's like getting way better reviews or views compared to Justice League or whatever.
Yeah, that guy hung his hat on Zack Snyder and I think he lost. Mm-hmm. He's just bad-mouthing everything WB.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's never going to work for them ever again.
Unless job. Zack Snyder gets to make another movie.
Yeah. He's not even in part two. He's like dead since part one. So, oh, man.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You don't see like his spirit or a flashback or anything?
I don't remember, actually. I forgot already. I don't even remember. If he was
in part two. There's a flashback where he's in it.
It might have been a flash if he was in there, but for all intents and purposes, he's dead and he's gone. He's not in the story anymore. So, not a main part of the story.
I'm surprised he didn't get a bigger role.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, yeah, that's a bummer. I thought we were going to do a Rebel Moon Part 2 review, but.
Yeah.
Well, if Marky. And Marky hasn't watched it.
Yeah. Well, if Marky ever watches it, maybe we could discuss it once as our previously viewed shows.
Or a Zack Snyder retrospective.
Yeah.
You can rank all his movies.
We'll make that one. I'll let you make the spreadsheet.
Oh, man. You just use the previous and change the titles.
I'll just make a copy. Copy paste.
Yeah. That's it. I've watched Rebel Moon Part 2. I watched Season 5 of the old X-Men cartoon. Mm-hmm. That's it. I think that's all I've watched.
Yeah. I guess for me, I think I've pretty much been on an anime, how do you say it? Like kind of anime binge.
You watch a lot of anime.
Yeah. Okay. I've been on anime binge. Like I've caught up on all the major animes that are out there right now or current. Mm-hmm. Let's say I'm anticipating the new seasons to come out, especially for Demon Slayer, especially for, I don't know what else is coming up next. I don't know. So that's kind of gone to me like, oh man, you know, I'm going to start up on my little side project that I have planning up, which I'll let everyone know once I'm ready. But if I haven't hinted enough already, it is anime related. So we'll see. And yeah.
Oh, I think you've already. Oh, okay.
I don't think I've published
off camera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Off air. So yeah.
Off air. Yeah. Right.
Yep. So. We'll see how that goes. And anticipating next episode finale for X-Men 97 and then whatever goes on from there. So hopefully we can get a lot more of us on so we can discuss and finally get to.
Yeah, I wonder. It's almost going to be an episode 10 recap, is it? We already did all the X-Men talk now. I wish I kind of saved it for when the season ended.
There's still going to be more, I'm sure, especially after we see what the ending is. Then we could just talk about, okay, what did we think overall? Where do we really rank this X-Men 97 show? Is it really the best iteration of X-Men out there? You know, after we've finally seen a whole season. You know, just details to solidify our opinions about it.
I mean, between now and that one episode, you think your opinion's going to change? Like, it'd have to be a really bad episode.
I mean, it could happen. I don't know. But, no, I mean, I doubt that my opinion will change. But then at the same time, who knows? And if anything, I could be a little bit more descriptive and I would give more details onto my reasons why I agree with you. This is the best iteration of X-Men so far.
Yeah. Well, all we have to do is reference the live action movies.
Yeah.
The other cartoons, which I haven't watched. Right. X-Men Definitely. Evolution. I haven't watched that.
That one looked all right. I've only seen a few episodes of that, but not enough.
I was the wrong age. I think I was already in college when I came out.
Yeah, yeah. That's the whole reason.
I think so.
I think I mentioned that's the whole reason why I never got into like Avatar: The Last Airbender, the
Yeah, no, yeah. I agree.
Things like
I wish I did.
Because yeah, around that time, then I would have appreciated the live action, even though I enjoyed it. But still.
Oh right, you watched that.
Yep. Oh, yeah. One of the things. So.
I forgot. No, that's what, because everyone who's seen it, they keep saying it's really good. And it's like I kind of wish I jumped in at the time.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of good stories from right here. And then based on the live action movie, it looks like that it would have been a great show to watch or keep up with.
Yeah, it's just a lot of TV. That's like five seasons.
Yeah.
I
try, but I can't. There's too much on my plate now, currently, that I'm like, shoot, I need to watch the next episode of Kaiju number 8. I need to watch whatever else, all the other things I'm watching, and keep up with this show. Yeah, so.
And I have watched some of the first season. It's kind of dated. Like, it's hard to stick with it. I think we just missed the boat. We missed the zeitgeist of Avatar.
Yeah. It's all right. We can just ride on the waves that it creates and whatever comes so forth. So that's what I'll enjoy, at least. I'll enjoy whatever new iteration there is. I'll be part of the new generation of fans.
You think they built some from that TV, live action TV series?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I think they've already established they're having season 2. So yeah.
Okay, I think as Avatar fans just want more Avatar.
That is true. But then at the same time, there's some that were complaining because it wasn't completely accurate or it didn't, you know, match with the animated. Of course, there's always going to be those kinds of people. But
that's the problem. They're trying to reboot Avatar.
Mm-hmm. And also to make it fit in a live action series, because you can't do the same thing on animated as you can on a live action. Things to keep in mind.
Yeah. And it doesn't, I mean, I watched the first one or two episodes. It doesn't look good. Like, you need a big budget, I think, to make it work. Like a Game of Thrones kind of budget.
You're talking about the live action?
The current live action.
Okay. I mean, for
and the acting, I remember being kind of weird.
Yeah. I did mention that to you. Right? I don't know if it was on air, on a recording or not, but it did feel a little campy. Or like the kids. Yeah. They're so young. Like a lot of them, it's like one of their first, you know, major roles. So it's like they're really like just fresh. Really newbie.
Yeah.
So the real amateur actors. But I mean, they're all gonna come to form, and I'm sure it'll be more solid by the time second season comes out.
So you're sticking with it? You're gonna stick with
watching?
Keep watching?
Yeah, if it comes out.
Avatar.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was enjoyable. I don't think it was the greatest, or you know, I don't give it as much praise as a lot of people do, but I'm not gonna bash it as much as some haters. I enjoyed it, and I anticipate watching the second season when it comes out. So yeah.
Okay.
I'll give it that much at least.
At least two seasons worth.
Yeah. Unlike Rebel Moon, if they put a part 3 out, no thanks.
Really? I'm all in.
All right.
Aren't you just like fascinated by like a movie so incompetent but so like well financed? Like Zack Snyder always gets the bag. We're gonna give you a lot of money, and here's your like, give us your vision. And then you see the vision, it's like, oh my god,
he's like the M. Night Shyamalan. He's like the M. Night Shyamalan of like these comic movie type things.
M. Night Shyamalan had like two or three good movies before he, I don't know, ran out of ideas.
That's why. That's exactly. This is the M. Night Shyamalan. He's that right now.
I don't know if Zack Snyder has a really good. I guess if you're in The Watchmen or Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, 300. 300 was a critical success. You know, like it or not.
Yeah.
It was a success, so.
Well, I mean, you're talking about financial success, like commercial success.
Yeah.
But critically, I think it was just a decent. Well, no. Visually, I think it was kind of new for the time.
Yeah. All the things that were coming off of it, like, you know, spot or like, you know, all the lines that came out, everyone just spitting out all the quotes from the movie. Yeah.
Very stylistic. It's very Zack Snyder, that movie.
Yeah. Like, it worked for that. But I think we had too much of it. And now it's just overused in a way or in a sense.
All right. I still think people just want Christopher Nolan And Zack Snyder is the closest they'll get to him.
Yeah. Well, anyways, enough of that. I didn't mean to bring
until that Rebel up. Until the director comes out, we'll put this on hiatus.
Yeah. So again,
Zack Snyder talking.
We'll finish X-Men 97, then of course, are you gonna watch Deadpool and Wolverine? Pretty sure you are, right?
Oh, I'd like to. I'm enjoying everything I've seen so far.
Yeah. Nice. Okay.
But that's a movie that I can't bring my kid to, so it's something we gotta plan. You get a babysitter. Or, you know, parents.
You know, it comes out the same week that we go to Comic-Con.
The same weekend?
Yeah, the same weekend.
Oh, that's terrible planning.
Yeah, yeah. I just realized that. I was, like, looking at my work calendar because I have time off for Comic-Con. And I was talking with, like, my usual coworkers that watch the movies. And I'm like, hey, when's it coming out? Like, oh, crap, that's Comic-Con weekend. So.
Oh, they screwed up. They usually schedule around that stuff.
I mean, it might be good because people will be in Comic-Con. I might not
catch an opening weekend then.
Yeah. I'll probably catch it early, honestly, since I have those 2 days off. Might watch it, like, if we get Wednesday preview night or Thursday night.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't have all 4 days again with Comic-Con, so.
Oh, same for me. Actually, you bought our tickets, so. Yes. We have what you got us.
Yeah.
So, next time I'll see you. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, if I go watch it with my coworkers early, I'll invite you, if you want to or not, up to you. If not, then maybe over the weekend.
Well, I mean, that takes planning.
Yeah,
I think historically, like, studios tend to avoid putting movies out on Comic-Con because that's when all the movie announcements happen.
Hmm.
I think The Rock tried to launch a movie at the same time. I think it was like Rampage or something, and it had a pretty weak opening. I don't know.
I think
Comic-Con isn't what it was, so.
I'm thinking they're fairly confident about Deadpool Wolverine, so. And then I think they're just using.
Yeah.
They might be using Comic-Con as a catapult to as well. We'll see. But I mean, there's enough general audience that's curious and wanting to watch it. And diehard fans at going to Comic-Con, we probably will also at some point, or at least afterwards.
Yeah.
But it has enough general audience wanting to watch it, so.
I think it will be a hit regardless.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why they don't know.
They're going to be promoting that movie at Comic Con because at Comic Con you want to see what's coming out, not what's already out.
Well, in a way, it's kind of coming out while it's airing, so they could just
I guess.
Well, I mean, they'll probably use it to also say, "Oh, we got this coming out next year," or "We got this coming out the line," that kind of stuff. So. At least that's why I'm hoping.
Deadpool and Wolverine sequel.
Or whatever comes of it. Yeah.
This might be it. Hugh Jackman, I think, is 55 years old.
I think he's at least committed to one of the Avenger movies. So, after this.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Same with Tobey Maguire and I forget who else. Maybe even Andrew Garfield. So,
yeah. Oh, man. So they're multiversing.
Yeah.
Are we still doing Kang?
They haven't changed it yet. It's still,
whatever they call it. It's going to be Doctor Doom.
However they do it, until we find out otherwise. So.
Oh, and also one cool announcement that was like last week.
Mm-hmm.
They casted Galactus.
Oh, yeah.
For a Fantastic Four movie.
The voice.
Galactus is like one of my favorite villains.
Really?
Yeah, I just want to see him like eat a planet.
Like but sets up a table, tablecloth. And, just kidding.
No, like grab it like an apple and just take a bite. And then like from the planet point of view, like see this like a giant mouth coming, like cause destruction.
Actually, are you familiar with the actor that they cast for Galactus? Are you familiar with his work?
No, I actually don't remember who the actor was. But
okay.
I don't think so.
I forgot something in essence. Oh, look him up. I didn't realize, but he does a lot of voice over work or voice acting. He did the voice for all of like, I think the Diablo 4 intro. And dude, his voice is very like menacing and dark, like dark tone. It's pretty badass. So look it up later after this.
You got the right guy.
Yeah. At least for the voice. Yeah. He'll have this menacing, like dark tone voice. It's pretty good. That's all I'll say. The reference I'll say is the one for Diablo 4. His voice acting for that.
Okay, I mean, I do remember seeing the trailers for that game.
Yeah. Dude, if it's the same thing that I watched and listened, it's like, oh man, okay, we're in for a treat. So it's a good thing.
I got to see that big purple, you know, helmet. He did. There was a Galactus in the Fantastic Four movie, what, 20 years ago now?
Oh, the old one?
Yeah. He was just a cloud? Oh, yeah. That's such a bummer.
Oh, people were making a joke like, oh, what if Deadpool Wolverine say they have Galactus in there, but then they confuse it. It's Eliath. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Eliath is just cloud also. Anyways, yeah. Fun stuff. Things you see online.
Yeah. Stuff to see. We're approaching summer. And actually, I think the first summer movie already flopped. The Fall Guy or whatever.
Oh, is that considered a summer movie?
It's supposed to kick off the summer movie season. What's he? Is it like a stuntman or something?
Yeah. I don't know too much. I wasn't really into it. So.
I don't think it was hyped properly. But
yeah.
Other than Deadpool Wolverine, you excited about anything else before we wrap up? For the summer movies, I mean?
Potentially the new, what's it called? Planet of the Apes. What's it called? The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I don't think I even watched the previous movie, honestly. But that's more of curious. I'm not hyped. I'm just curious about it. That's all.
But you know, they're all good movies.
Yeah. Well, like, I never watched the previous one. The
first one with James Franco?
Yeah, I saw the first one.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
There's, see the second one?
I saw the second one, yeah. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
And then
that's where I stopped too.
Yeah. I never watched the third one. And now this is the fourth. So
yeah, but even like the third one I think was considered a good one too.
Yeah.
I just never got excited for him.
Yeah. I think I heard about it, but I never watched it. One of those things.
Tim Burton one from the '90s?
Which one?
The Mark Wahlberg.
Oh jeez. I forgot about that. That's like a remake, theaters, wasn't it? Is that a remake or a...
Well, I mean, I guess they're all remakes, right? They're all reboots from the 70s.
Not the first one, right? Because the first one is like how it started, the first two.
Oh, right? This one, he travels to another planet.
Yeah, the Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, one. Like he crash lands. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I said it's kind of like a remake or I don't know. I remember it, but I don't know it exactly. I don't remember exactly.
It's a weird story.
Oh well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, no. We'll see. That's why I've been watching a lot of anime, honestly. So that's why.
So you don't have any hype for Furiosa?
I'm not a big fan of the Mad Max series, so I'll probably watch it.
Even Fury Road?
I watched it. I wasn't that big of a fan of it. So.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. I really love that movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's just not my thing. I don't hate it. It's just not my thing.
Okay.
That's the one with, what's his name? Like, the other actor.
Or?
No. Mad the Max old one Fury or the Road. The current one? The previous one, Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, it has Venom and Beast.
I gotcha. And Charlize Theron was...
Charlize Theron. Furiosa. I don't think she's a superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she is. She's in Doctor Strange. Remember, she's in the ending of Doctor Strange.
First one?
No, Multiverse of Madness. Second one. The second one. Like the very end when he has his third eye open and he's walking down the street.
Who is she? I remember the third eye scene.
Yeah. It was after that. Like she's like, Strange or whatever. Like, you have to come with me. You know, there's something going on. And she like does a cut and opens up another world or dimension.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I forgot.
Yeah, see? Boom, there you go. She's a superhero too.
She's Furiosa.
Yeah, I didn't care for it.
Interesting. I thought that's one of the best action movies I've seen in years. Although that was almost 10 years ago now.
not my cup of tea. So anyways.
Different tastes. Yeah.
Cool. Anyways, yeah, I think we can just wrap it up there.
Yeah, let's wrap it up there.
Yeah. Raymond, thanks for joining. Pleasure always chatting up with you.
Yeah, I'll see you next month.
Hopefully not that long.
We'll see.
Yeah, we got to finish it up. So hopefully
we'll see.
Get our buddy back or at least someone else. So, all right.
Yeah.
Cool. Yep. All right, everyone. That wraps it up for us.
That's a wrap.
Yep. I hope you enjoyed listening to us. I hope you enjoyed our podcast. So until next time. Have a fantastic day. Hey guys, thanks for listening to our show. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback for us, you know, we greatly appreciate that. If you can send us an email to worktimefundpodcast@gmail.com, or you can send us a message at X, you know, formerly known as Twitter, and our handle is @worktimefundpod. Thanks again.